Nolte, Twitter community notes expose PolitiFacts lies protecting Vinegarden. By John Nolte on May 4, 2023. The far-left PolitiFact, a disgraced site that fabricates fact-checks to protect Democrats, was exposed as the liar it is and will always be by a Twitter community note. As we all know, the shrill and anti-child Randy Vinegarden, this hideous woman who leads the American Federation of Teachers, championed every anti-science coronavirus protocol out there, from masking small children to closing schools. Good heavens, as late as February 2022, this sadist Vinegarden was calling for little kids to be masked. And by then, we all knew how these useless masks impaired childhood development. Even after the mask mandate was lifted for adults, who face more risk from the China flu than kids, Vinegarden laughably argued that lifting the mask mandate for adults was appropriate, but that it was also appropriate to keep masking those kids. Worse than masking for children were the school closings she repeatedly championed. Straight through to 2022. Vinegarden screamed bloody murder when schools attempted to reopen. Here's a sample. The left-wing Guardian in July 2020. Reckless, callous, cruel, teachers' chief denounces Trump plan to reopen schools. The left-wing New York Times in January of 2022. 2022, as more teachers' unions push for remote schooling, parents worry. So do Democrats. U.S. News, teachers' union considers strikes over school reopenings. Here's an incredible compilation of Vinegarden pushing to keep schools closed. Note the dates in that video. As late 2021. Now, of course, because she knows corporate media outlets like PolitiFact will lie and cover for her, Vinegarden is doing what his fraudulent MC Joe Biden is doing. Trying to gaslight the public into believing she was always a champion for opening schools. To the surprise of no one who knows how these shameless propagandists operate, PolitiFact ran to Vinegarden's rescue this week with a gazillion words of spin, dishonesty, lies of omission, and water carrying, "I don't link to fake news." But thanks to Twitter's community notes, PolitiFact is not getting away with it this time. Nope, PolitiFact's tweet of its shameless Vinegarden spin has now been fact-checked with real facts. PolitiFact is misrepresenting Vinegarden's positions, the community note accurately explains. She called attempts to reopen schools in the fall of 2020 reckless, callous, cruel. The only thing I would add to that note is, PolitiFact is deliberately misrepresenting Vinegarden's positions. In the replies, Twitter owner Elon Musk used emojis to say PolitiFact's pants are on fire. And I really love this. As an official fact-checker, PolitiFact could get everyone on Facebook banned who dares to tell the truth about how hard Vinegarden worked to keep schools closed. Of course, the fascists at NewsGuard could do the same with their fascist rating system. Despite all the proof of Vinegarden's monstrous lobbying to keep schools closed, and you'll see more proof below, that's how the Nazis at PolitiFact and NewsGuard operate. They turn a lie into a fact and then blacklist anyone who tells the truth. All PolitiFact does is lie. Nothing else. PolitiFact only lies. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.